Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. I'm Jamie Dickerman. Today, joined by Scott Anderson from the Ag Country Marshall, Minnesota office, and we're going to talk about a young and beginner farmer program called Starting Gate. Scott, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks for this opportunity. So happy to be part of it.
Well, and this is a great program. So, I mean, to just start things off, I guess, we should really just explain what the Starting Gate program is all about.
Absolutely. So our Starting Gate program is a program for young and beginning farmers. We are very focused on the next generation of ag producers. So we have a whole team dedicated to serving young and beginning producers. So it's part of Ag Country's mission to grow to the next generation and discover what it means to do business with a lender whose mission is to help build the future of ag. So this program designed strictly for young beginning farmers to help with education, coaching, making connections, and help build the confidence of young beginning producers, both going to see a lender and networking with other young beginning farmers.
Well, it's such an important thing, certainly a program to offer because, you know, it's I think now more than ever, Scott, tougher than ever before to start out in farming.
It is one of the most difficult industries to get started in. So, and that's why we are so dedicated to helping these young farmers get started and beginning farmers get started because, without them, the future of agriculture is in question.
Well, and I heard a stat, I think it was the other day, that, you know, the average age of a farmer is 58 years old. And so, you know, we need to inject some youth into this business, and this is a great way to do it. And, you know, so talk about some of the biggest hurdles that you see from beginning farmers, things that they have to deal with, and how this program really helps them address that.
I'd say the one of the biggest hurdles is just getting your foot in the door. We have many, many older producers that want to help the young person get started. And it's just getting the connections made between the young and beginning producers. And I think one of the things that as a lender we can help with is, you know, we can sit down with the young beginning producer and go through business plans. You know, we do customized coaching, one-on-one, financial planning with them. Particularly, I enjoy that we're going to be doing education workshops with small producers. And what these are going to give them is the tools to go out into the marketplace, sell themselves to some of the older producers, and see that there is new energy and vibrance within this next generation that are coming in and really wanting to be part of the ag community.
Well, and of course, you know, a big hurdle like we talked about a little bit or touched on a little bit is, you know, access to capital for these young producers, getting their footing, really. And so how does this program help kind of bridge that gap, too?
So we do have relaxed underwriting standards, understanding as a young producer, you're not going to come in with the equity or potential cash that's going to be needed for one, operating a farm, two, buying equipment, buying real estate. We have the ability to, you know, with those relaxed underwriting standards, to really see the person behind the operation and put trust in the person. And it takes time to be able to build the financial base to qualify for, you know, traditional financing. So that's the beauty of the program. They do get reduced rates. And honestly, I'm a big program proponent. So I look for every program with reduced rates, utilizing FSA, whether it be direct money or guarantees. I work heavily with Minnesota Rural Finance Authority and their loan participation programs. and always seeking grants to help these young farmers get started as well.
So when people go through the program, what are you hearing back? What kind of feedback are you getting from producers that have gone through this?
They are very thankful. It's a twofold process. The young beginning farmer is very thankful that they've been able to have that one-on-one ability to meet with the loan officer and grow in their financial prowess, as well as building a network, a team around them of other young producers. That's been the biggest thing, in my opinion, is seeing the growth amongst individuals as they get together with their peers.
So if you got a young producer listening to this podcast right now, and they're you know, thinking about it, that their goal is to get something started, what is your message to them listening now?
Then my message to them right now would be, listen to your dreams, be realistic with those dreams, and start small. You know, take small steps, come in with a plan to discuss, and we can find many ways to take those baby steps to maybe getting into that first piece of land or buying that first piece of equipment. The world's not going to be given to you overnight. So it's going to take time and effort, but believe. Just believe in you, believe in the process, and write your own narrative, write your own story.
Is there anything that we haven't touched on about the program that you want people to know?
Yeah, we also have this program. Part of this program is the Side-by-Side Conference, which is a pretty intimate conference with 150 producers that can get together across our 8-state footprint in collaboration with FCS of America and Frontier Farm Credit. And Side-by-Side brings in, like this year, big noted speaker is Dr. David Cole. We also have Eric Snodgrass coming. We do these side-by-side workshops sitting with the producers. And it really is a great testament to our belief in bringing in high-quality, personalized meetings for these young producers for them to grow. So it's a testament to our investment into this program, and I can't wait for this year's program.
Scott, if people want to get more information, they want to, find out how they can get involved with the program, what are the steps they need to take? How do they learn more?
Hey, that's a great question. So I'll direct them to our website, www.acountry.com. Otherwise, they can reach out to any one of your local offices of A-Country offices, and we have direct developing market officers that focus solely on the Starting Gate program, and we'd be glad to talk to you.
Scott, thanks so much for the time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Scott Anderson from the Ag Country Marshall, Minnesota office. They're talking about their Young and Beginning Farmer program called Starting Gate. If you've got a question about a financial topic, we would love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, tweet at them on X, or submit your question using their website. It's agcountry.com.